What the fuck is this?
Fucking thing sucks!
Why?
Disappointed!
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Shitty Song of the Week.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week, the show where I'm a host, Brandon, and joining me once again, back by popular demand, Red. How you doing, bud?
What's up, dude?
People, you know the drill. I'm not giving out any plugs this time around. It's a special occasion. We're not going to fill you guys up with plugs. You know where to follow us. You know where to donate on Patreon, blah, blah, blah. It is round two of Shitty Song of the Year, and joining us to go through some more terrible music, we got Jody B, that motherfucker himself. Welcome back, bud.
Hey, what's up, you fucking cocksuckers? How are you?
What's up, Jody?
Not much. I'm wondering, because he didn't use the Shitty Song of the Year intro, and then he opened the same shit as this Shitty Song of the Week. Yada fucking yada. Brandon, this is a special occasion. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, I've been going through some shit this week, and I'm a little high, so I forgot to do a couple things.
Well, shame on you. I'm dishing it out on everybody. Hello, Red. How the fuck are you with good internet this time?
Chilling, Jody B. Chilling. Yeah, last week we had like powder blue tuxes and streamers and shit with Adam, and this week we're just...
It's round two, you know?
I was exhausted by the end of that show, and I was just listening to it, so I can't imagine how the fuck you guys made it through that. It was rough.
Yeah, it was a marathon of sorts.
Yeah. Have you had any input, any feedback yet to any of the decisions? Has that been a thing?
I will answer that question with my own question. Have you been living under a fucking rock for the last week?
Yeah, people were not happy with Red's appearance.
Wow. People have their opinions, I guess.
Yeah,
there's a few people out there in the Twitterverse that don't care for my taste in music, or me as a person, I guess.
Well, you ever think that maybe it's your taste in music just carried over really far, Red? Because you did defend Pink and Saint Anger. And all I'm going to say, listen... I'm going to say this. I love this show. I love what it represents, and I love what it's about. It's about shitty music. Not necessarily how you feel about an artist or an album, but it's about shitty music. Sometimes you got to call a spade a spade. Yeah. And I'm more surprised that people didn't get in your ass about Pink over fucking Metallica, because Metallica has a ton of shitty songs. They're not a shitty band. They just have a bunch of shit songs. But Pink is Aerosmith's worst song, and I would love for you to give me a worse Aerosmith song.
Dude, here's the thing. Like, Saint Anger is hated the world over by millions of people for all the wrong reasons, of course, but
okay.
I'm saying is, you know, like, that album has been controversial for Metallica for quite some time now. Not everybody likes it.
I never heard
apparently,
it
apparently so. Nobody likes it but me. You know, yeah. Out of 7 billion people in the world, I'm the only one that likes it, apparently.
I don't even think Lars Ulrich likes it, and he has terrible taste in music.
Well, it is what it is. I'm not going anywhere just because one dude don't like my taste in music, so.
Yeah. Oh, I would like to say a collective just from the listening audience from last week, and I think I speak for everybody. Fuck you, Red.
But, yeah, I mean... If you would have put on Twitter, fuck you, Red, I would have known why you said that. I mean, the whole laundry list of reasons why, you know, is neither here nor there. They could have just said, fuck you, Red, and I would have taken it, you know, with a grain of salt like this, but it would have gotten the point across, and I would have known why. You know right. What I mean?
Hey, Fish.
Yeah.
Didn't you get a voicemail about some other asshole that didn't know how the show worked? Wasn't that something you were telling me about?
I did. This week has been fairly interesting for commentary on the show. Carl from WATP actually sent this to me because we'll get into it on the voicemail here, but this is what this guy said.
All right, Carl, you're not gonna fucking play my voicemail. Is Brandon a touchy subject? You're gonna say, let's go, Brandon, on behalf of the audience of Shitty Song of the Week. Brandon, or D-E-N, however he misspells his fucking name.
Yeah, that's right,
dude. Don't make us listen to all the shitty songs that you made us play. You made us hear. They were shitty.
Yep, fucking they are.
New shitty songs from this year, dude. Or don't make us listen to them again.
That's clueless.
So does he... I'll just keep playing it.
He doesn't play the voicemails that people leave, so why would I leave voicemails on his line? And he's your little brother, Carl. So talk to this man. My God, dude. There's other shit I could bitch about, but it'll make the voicemail too long. You probably won't play it for sure. So fuck. Fuck me or fight me, Carl.
Oh, you have
My favorite part of that whole thing when he makes fun of how Brandon spells his, he says, however you misspell your name. That's how the dude spells his name, man.
Yeah. Well, that guy was all over the place. He sounded like Red on the last episode of this show. He
was just like, come on, Jody. God damn.
It's what weed will do to you. Don't worry, buddy. I brought my bong tonight. I'll be the stone guy. Don't worry about it.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's funny because, yeah, I don't play voicemails because we don't have a voicemail segment. That's not what the show is. I get voicemails.
Well, you don't get
a lot
of them either, Brandon.
Well, we get a few, but they're, you know, I want song suggestions. What kind of fucking voicemail segment would it be if they were like, oh, hey, play that song. Like, great, great voicemail. That's worth the content of everyone else listening to. So, yeah.
I just meant you don't get good ones. You probably just get people mumbling half sentences.
Well, I mean, thing. If
that
I got
guy trying to put something together,
if I got more like that, then I probably would create a voicemail segment, not for nothing.
Yeah. I mean, I personally think that should be worked into the new intro for 2022 somehow.
It's brilliant.
I think we can find a way to make that happen.
That guy didn't leave his name, but let me tell you something, cocksucker. Here's how this works, okay? Shitty Song of the Week.
Take notes.
Is an annual show where you, the listener, get to decide which song gets to move on to Shitty Song of the Year. It's a tale as old as time. We close every goddamn episode with that. So that's how it works. We present our cases, and then you people decide the fucking results. You think I've been happy with every goddamn song that I've submitted that didn't make it through to the next round, you piece of shit?
Well, I think his point was more that, you know, it's Shitty Song of the Year, that we need to be playing songs from 2021 and not the same ones that we played throughout the year. But this is a competition of all the winners.
No, that's fucking gay. Listen, dipshit, this is our chance. This is when we get to decide what moves on. And I'll say to the other person who didn't write, like Red's Taste in Music, you guys get to make the decisions the whole goddamn year. And for three nights, we get to make the decisions. So just like tonight, if you don't like what we have to say, you can put your nose into my asshole and suck my dick from the back.
Yeah, take care of my light work, Jody. What he said, motherfucker.
Oh, God damn,
also, Saint Anger fucking sucks.
It does.
Fuck you, Jody.
No, he's not wrong, Red.
Yes, okay. I'm going to try to be non-biased tonight.
All right, so let's kick this off. We have roughly 22 rounds to go through to 22 rounds to get through with these shit songs. And we're going to do this the same way that we did the last time. They've all been given a number that they've been assigned, and Google's going to run through a number generator to create these matches for us so that they're not preordained.
I like it. I like the Toby Keith versus Toby Keith thing, too, because that made sure that at least one Toby made it through.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, come on, man. Happy birthday, America! That had to go through.
Actually, if you want to get technical about it, three Toby Keiths went in because Toby Keith had a spot in the worst country song of all time.
Also, yeah.
Yeah, but that was just like, wasn't it just like a talking bridge? It really wasn't much of anything.
Yeah.
I mean, he had the third chord, the third verse of that song, and your mama's fried chicken sucks. How you like that saxophone?
That's right.
Anyway.
All right, so let's kick this off with the first round with, let's see, we got Bad for Good with Felony.
Whoop.
Going up against Lori Morgan with Something in Red.
Oh, no.
I think I know how this is going to go.
So, I the clips are the same way. I got verses and choruses. You know, yep. Some of them are a little longer than others, Red. So, it's just the way it is. But
right, yeah. I promise I won't talk any shit about it tonight.
But here, if you hear the one clip and you want to hear the other one, that's fine. We can play both of them. So here's Bad for Good with Felony. The time has come to fall the line to make a stand and fight. There's something about the world today and trying to make it right. Within you there are barriers that try to hold us in, when really it's our ignorance that is the ball and chain. But all the walls that fall, soon we build back up, because all the racist idiots just don't give a fuck. Look where we're headed, straight for the end. Let's stop the fight and make it right. A message will send. Economy is shot, the balance got a small. A million fucking dollars, every bomb that falls. Boom! and Lori Morgan with Something in Red. I'm looking for God damn. I forgot how many slow songs made it through.
Yeah.
Jealousy comes in the color of jade. Do you have some pumps and a purse in this shade? And a perfume that whispers, please come back to me.
It's the longest 40 seconds.
I'm looking for something in green.
Oh, the jingles, the little fucking jingle sound. That's too much.
Yeah, I had to add it.
That it's really too bad that isn't a Christmas song.
Why would it be a Christmas song?
It'd be okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Well, what about it would be a Christmas song?
It just every time I hear that song, it reminds me of a Christmas song. I don't know why, it just does. I guess there's something in Red. I don't know.
She definitely has a Christmas album, Red. Don't worry about that. See, I love Lori Morgan, so it's hard for me to vote for her.
Right.
Because I know that Lori Morgan can sing her fucking ass off, and this is just a terrible song. You know?
Right.
That's where I get hung up, because I also submitted the other song, so I might be a little biased.
Okay, so you're going towards Bad for Good?
See, it's tough. I thought I knew which way this was going to go till you made me listen to both of them, and now you've just given me like PTSD, I think.
Well, Red, what you thinking?
Dude, I'm going Lori Morgan all the way.
Okay, see, that's interesting. That Lori Morgan song is horrible, but it's only horrible because it's slow. And they're just a bunch of shitty metaphors using colors. The Bad for Good song is like this shitty, bizarre rap rock where the lead singer, who is a child, by the way, decides to just cram as many words as you can into verses. I just can't stand that shit. I'm going to go Bad for Good on this one.
Yeah. Man.
And it's got nothing to do with the fact that I don't want a slow song to win. I don't want to keep listening to them.
Yeah, man. Well, it's tough because I'm kind of the same thing. It's like I hate the idea of Bad for Good more than the song. The song is produced by fucking Steve Vai or whatever the fuck his name is, I think.
Yep.
So, like, that was not my complaint when I brought this song, is that the music is actually pretty decent musicianship. It's just this child is singing about anarchy, and that's kind of weird. Fuck. I think if we're going on like replayability, which I think somebody said last time.
Yep.
Yeah.
I would listen to the Bad for Good song more than I would listen to the Lori Morgan song.
Okay.
100%.
Okay.
And that's just me being honest. I love both of these things, but on a scale of like one to suck, those fucking chimes at the end of that song, dude, after that boring ass 40 seconds, as you said, it felt like 3.5 hours.
Okay, so it looks like Lori Morgan could be the first one to move on.
And I hate child singers, Brandon. You know this.
I do. I do. It's okay.
Fuck. You made me kill a baby. You guys are fucking gay.
That's how we do this, man.
All right, so the first one's going to Lori Morgan. All right. I honestly did not expect her to get any further than she did, so. Okay, so the next round is going to be... Bruce Springsteen with Because the Night versus OAR with A Crazy Game of Poker. Now, the Springsteen clips are a little short, so if you want, I could play both of them, but here's the verse for that.
Take me now, baby, here's I am. Pull me close, child, understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed.
You know what? I'm gonna play the chorus, because maybe it speeds up and maybe it gets better, guys.
Because the night belongs.
Nope, it doesn't.
To lovers. Because the night belongs to lovers.
That's all you're gonna get.
I'm pretty sure this song is about raping a child. I'm not a positive, I'm pretty sure, looking at the lyrics.
Well, what's funny is that he wrote this song and then gave it to somebody else because he didn't want to perform it. And mm-hmm. that person then turned it into a hit song, and he decided to take it back from them and record this shitty version.
Yeah.
So. Bruce Springsteen is an Indian giver.
Who'd have thought?
That might have just really affected my judgment right here, right now. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, if I have the knowledge, I'll share it with you.
Uh-huh.
But here is OAR with The Crazy Game of Poker, which is also another song that you brought.
I did. That's
getting those shits right out of the way.
Google generator. I see what you want, bitch.
All right, here we go. Had to get the one verse that's actually about a game of poker.
Yes. You want me to take this one?
Oh, yeah, you start off.
Number one, fuck both of you. Who voted for Crazy Game of Poker to go through? Was it one of them Adam and the other one y'all, or was it unanimous?
It was Adam and Red.
Red, you weren't here. So maybe you didn't listen to the episode between OAR and, the Cowboy Troy episode where I brought the bus driver song?
Yep, I listened to both of those.
Ear candy in my rhymes. On your floor, shake your behinds.
Alabama Flam and do sit dough. Yeah.
Deep partner, here we go. Ear candy in my rhymes. On the floor. Ear candy. That should have beaten this song. My personal opinion. I wasn't here. That's the way it is. Because if it would have been here, I might have said that it was worse than fucking the Bruce Springsteen song, you know? Like in this situation, I think that it could have went on. But I think the Bruce Springsteen song is the worst of the two.
I'm going to have to agree with you on this one. Like, the OAR song is bad, but there are parts of it that I have fun in. Like, and I like that parts that change up. Granted, they do a shitty job of it, but I like jam music, so it's not the worst thing for me to hear. I can't stand Bruce Springsteen's vocals in this track. Like, he's dragging a shitty Scott Stapp impression throughout this.
It's not good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't listen to this song because Bruce Springsteen's chin is in my way. parts of the OAR are bad. But like Brandon said, honestly, like there's more good parts in it than bad to me. You know, before when it went up, I mean, I like the bus driver song. I kind of enjoyed that song. But now that these two are together, though, I mean, yeah, Bruce Springsteen is.
Yeah. Here's how fucking bad it is, because like I said, this would affect my decision. Technically, it's a cover song, if you want to get real technical.
It is.
But he did write it. So, technically, it's not. Whatever. But cover songs don't usually go far in this tournament. So, that lets you know how much I hate fucking to have to do this. But, yeah, Bruce Springsteen fucking got this one. The cover songs usually don't last. They go first round typically. So that just goes to show how bad this one is we're willing to let it slide.
It really is. And God damn it, two in a row of slow droning songs moving on.
Yeah.
Round three is going to be fucking brutal.
All right, let's see.
Heartbeat Boys.
If this is any sign of how round three is going to go, round three is going to be boring.
Well, at least I guess we're getting them out of the way.
Are we, though?
Yeah, that's true. All right, so the next round is going to be, Willow Smith and Avril Lavigne with Grow versus Aerosmith and Pink. So here is Avril Lavigne singing about mental health and growing as a human being, which is bullshit.
Closer when I'm laying, looking at the stars. I hope you know.
God, it's so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
And it's weird because I thought this would be one of those matchups where it's like no contest. But after listening to that clip, I feel like it's going to be a little closer than I thought.
Yeah.
But here is Aerosmith with the lyrical stylings of fucking Steven Tyler.
Pink, it's my new obsession. Yeah, pink, it's not even a question. Pink on the lips of your lover. Cause pink is the love you discover.
God damn it, just finish it.
As the bing on your cherry. Pink, cause you are so very. Pink, it's the color of passion. Cause today, it just goes with a fashion.
Okay, so Red, what are your thoughts on that one?
Avril Lavigne, dude. Willow. Like, I don't want to hear music about mental health. I listen to music to get away from my mental health. You know what I mean? As a break away from my inside. Yeah, dude, like...
But they've been putting the work in, Red. You don't want to hear about them growing as people?
But they haven't, though.
Well, one of them hasn't, for sure.
Well, I mean, if you haven't been, you know, on the internet lately, the Smiths are going through some shit right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I don't want to hear music about mental health. And, you know, part of me, you know, when I was young listening to this Aerosmith song, you know, like, part of me wanted to think that he was talking about pussy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just a lot of innuendos about pussy. And that's right. What made this song cool to me. You know what I mean? And I guess it just stuck. And I'm a fan of Aerosmith. Who gives a fuck what my musical tastes are? I like Aerosmith.
Fish, what
as
are you
a, as a whole collective of music? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Oh my God, this is genuinely a tough matchup because I hate both of these fucking songs. I can't, like, Aerosmith infuriates me, and I was with you. Like when I first heard this song, I thought it was about vagina too. You know, it gets. And there might be some metaphors in the verses where it's like that can work, but the more I listen to it, I genuinely think that he just likes the color, which is like some Sesame Street level bullshit that has become incredibly popular for some fucking reason. So, but God damn it, dude, I don't want to hear mental health bullshit though.
This is Sophie's choice, baby. What
this,
do you think?
This
Fish?
Really is. Oh my God. Okay. I'm gonna go Aerosmith. I think Pink is the worst one.
Okay.
Yeah. The tiebreaker right here.
I hate to do it, but I think I'm gonna go Aerosmith.
Here's the thing. Pink fucking sucks, right? But at the end of the day, Steven Tyler can sing.
Can he though?
He can. He's done it for many years. And I know he may not like the sound of it, but the man is very talented from a vocal standpoint.
Yeah, he can't sing. He can't play the harmonica. It gets all fucking terrible, just, man.
Fish, now you're just being mean. Settle down, bro.
Oh, am I?
Look, between the two of them, even though as much as I hate it, right, even right there at the end, I think Steven Tyler saved himself with his little fucking shit at the thing. I think that the other one is just God damn it. They threw a lot of money at that. I'm saying Jada Pinkett and Will Smith, they probably had to dish out some money to get fucking Willow and Avril Lavigne together to create that turd. Right. And I think at the end of the day, it's just a cash grab or an attention grab. Like there's no passion behind that. They dug Avril Lavigne up and threw her on stage with fucking the Smith kid and tried to make a song. So for that, that's the worst song.
Well, I don't agree with it. I'm not saying that I'm pro Willow and Avril. That's not what this is, but I will accept your decision and let Willow and Avril Lavigne move on.
I thought about it. I'm not happy. Like I said, Pink to me is Aerosmith's worst fucking song.
It is
on the list. So I don't like it, but that's the way I heard it, sir.
I can respect that. All right, so I guess Willow's moving on.
Yeah. That'll liven it up. Willow versus Bruce Springsteen. That's gonna
be awesome. Yeah, thank God for that matchup. Okay, so our next round is gonna be the Heartbeat Boys with I Like the Rain versus
Alabama right there.
Give me something good, Google.
Kobe Bryant with K-O-B-E.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
This one's going to be tough. I remember both fucking songs.
This is going to be really hard. So here's the verse to the Heartbeat Boys.
The wind, the rain, blows on my window pane. Visions of you are back in my mind again. Wish you were here to ease the pain of the memory brought on by the falling rain. Over and over, I keep telling myself she's coming back. But I wish she never left. I made a promise today, right here forever, to just let it rain.
I like the rain.
Who is this kid singing about? His fucking mom?
No, I think it's a love song. Yeah, I think, maybe.
Dude, that is so off-putting. It's fucking ridiculous.
And it's kids. I hate kids singing.
Dude, that is so fucking weird.
It's bad, but it's not like Kobe's lyrical skills are any better, guys. Let's be honest. Yeah,
come on, though, dude. That is just, oh, man. I feel weird just listening to that.
Yeah, I need a shower.
Yeah.
All right. I need to pull an Ace Ventura, you know what I mean? Like a cold shower, knelt down naked in the bottom of the tub.
I like the rain.
Yeah, that's the only saving grace, too. That one fucking thing makes it memorable because everything else about it is dog shit.
It is horrible. Thank you, Adam, for introducing me to that one.
Fuck you.
Here's Kobe with K-O-B-E.
What I live for? Basketball, beats and bras. From Italy to the U.S., yes, it's raw. I'm in search for the one that make my wealth feel poor. Who can ignore the spotlight life of grandma? Am I dumb for? Have I found the oar? Should I search still? There's plenty of women with sex appeal when it's filled. Can they complete the package? All I date is actresses. The play is safe to them. My money ain't bait, but I must take risks to find a honey that's legit. Whether she push a bucket or six bucks with some mad chips. Out on her own or live out of mom's and pop's home. Rocks top fashion, Adidas attire or Timbos. I don't know, yo, these women come and go like the wind they blow. How do I know it's you for show? When God talks to me, give me a signal. But until then, on my ears here, the steady flow, come on.
I genuinely think that I'm gonna have to go with Kobe Bryant on this one. Now, my reasoning.
Why?
Okay, so the Heartbeat Boys is a terrible song. There's no argument from me on that one. But it was written by a bunch of boys who were trying to make it big in the entertainment industry. So I'm not expecting them to write quality music. Actually, I'm not expecting it from Kobe either, but I hate when fucking athletes try to do this shit. He doesn't need to do this. This is a legitimate cash grab that went nowhere. And he tried to, he had several attempts at making music, and it always failed. This is, Kobe Bryant's music is what I feel like Shaq's music would have been if Shaq had a Down syndrome child writing his lyrics for him. So because of that, I'm going to go with Kobe.
Hey, Red.
Mm-hmm.
May I?
Absolutely.
Heartbeat Boys.
Yeah.
Without a question.
Yeah, I knew it would.
But, I mean, like, Kobe doesn't need to go any further. He's accredited. And unless you're going to fucking go out and dig a hole, I don't really know how you're going to get him his fucking award if he goes any further. So
I would totally desecrate the grave of Kobe Bryant to give him his golden shitty.
Yeah. Ari Shaffir laughed about him dying, and he almost got killed by a mob of the blacks.
I can live with that.
Please don't go anywhere near Kobe Bryant's grave, sir. It's all you, Red, with your shitty musical taste. What do you think? What's it going to be?
I mean, Kobe Bryant, dude. Like, Brandon makes great points. You make great points about Heartbeat Boys because Kobe Bryant is, you know, I'm one of those type of people.
Was.
That says
Kobe
you should
Bryant
stay
was.
In fucking. No, I am one of those people.
I'm just fucking.
I'm one of those people that, you know, you should stay in your lane.
Word.
You know what I mean? Like, you're a basketball player. They pay you to fucking play basketball, not to make shitty rap music. Do the basketball thing. But then at the same time, you've got the Heartbeat Boys, who obviously didn't write that.
Yeah, they didn't stay in their lane. They were, their lane was fucking sixth grade.
Reg. Don't tell me that those boys did not write that song, dude. Who?
I don't think so, man. I really don't. I think it was wrote for those boys. But I mean, come on, man. You're not gonna tell. Yeah, they had ghostwriters. There's no way those fucking sixth grade boys right there wrote that song.
I'm about to get Adam on this show right now.
As shitty as the lyrics are, you know what I mean? And as rudimentary as the lyrics are, I really don't think that the fucking Heartbeat Boys wrote that music.
No, that was a production. That was one of those things where the producer came and scooped up some kids and they fucking tried to put them on. Like, right. Bad. Same thing. It's just they tried to capitalize on, hey, look at these five dipshit kids.
Yeah. When I, was that before or after New Kids on the Block? That was after New Kids, right?
What, Heartbeat Boys?
Yeah.
That's not even that. Heartbeat Boys isn't even that old, I don't think. It's only from like, what, 10, 15 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, it's. I think it's like early 2000s.
After
okay, well, just somebody trying to reinvent the fucking, you know, the New Kids on the Block, but
Backstreet Boys, NSYNC. I think those were all things at this point. This was definitely a money grab, I think.
Right. Yeah. Oh man.
But also Kobe Bryant trying to rap, you know, and that bass was nasty.
That's what I keep going to. Kobe Bryant trying to rap. Kobe Bryant trying to rap.
And Tyra Banks does the chorus where she just spells words to you.
God damn it. I've never actually repeated the chorus of that song, but I know I've said, I like the rain. Probably a
Yeah, dude. Time. That's what I, that was my next thought. That shit is fucking, it's an earworm. That one little part, not one single part of the fucking Kobe song do I remember. I remember that it's shitty when I hear it, but I don't remember any of it. Kobe Bryant's got the shittier song, man.
Fuck. Down goes Frazier. Down goes Frazier.
Oh, shit. Sorry, wow.
Adam. Sorry, Adam.
You're goddamn right.
I mean, I voted for Kobe, but I'm still surprised it made it through.
Man,
that's my shitty taste in music sounding off again, I guess.
Be the rebel rouser. Look, I started to believe it there at the very end too. That's why I said it. I go, goddamn it, I've never fucking repeated Kobe Bryant's song ever, but I know I've said I like the rain a million times.
Yeah, you'll continue to also.
Oh, titty fuck.
All right, so Kobe's moving on. Excellent. Okay, so our next round is going to be Captain and Tennille with Muskrat Love. God damn it. Going up against Jimmy Allen and Freedom is a Highway.
Oh, wow.
Freedom is a Highway.
Do you remember that one, Jody?
Is that the YouTuber guy?
Well,
no, that's
the American Idol guy.
Oh, okay. Now I have to hear the song again.
All right, well, here's Jimmy Allen.
Sunset through windshield, I can see it now, like a picture in a frame. Oh. Blue jeans and t-shirts, who we wore it like a name. I wish I could go back to those days when the...
Okay.
Cut you
versus
off.
Versus Muskrat Love?
Versus Muskrat Love, which is...
Yeah, it's Muskrat Love.
Yeah, it's Muskrat. I feel like I shouldn't have to play the clip, but since we're here...
Yeah.
Kind of weird that these ones come up together, man, because that other song sucks and all, but, like, it's not particularly bad. Like, it's not... Maybe it just got a bad first round. I don't even remember that song.
I mean, based on some of the reasons we gave last week, I mean, truthfully... Based on entertainment alone, Muskrat Love was the better song, right. You know, according to last week's logic. You know what I mean? But
that's not how this show works, though.
Yeah, Muskrat Love is definitely worse than the Jimmy Allen song. Definitely.
Can you play the Muskrat fucking part?
Yeah, I'll just jump right to that.
Just give me some Muskrat.
Like, what is the fucking point of putting this in the song?
I imagine that's what it would be like if you put a kazoo in a vagina and like blew through it. That's probably what it would sound like, right?
Kazoo or kazoo queefs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Now that's funny.
Okay. Yeah, that was a no contest. That was fucking, that was a first round knockout, bro. Sorry.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to agree with you guys. Muskrat Love is going to move on. That's a shame, because I do feel like Jimmy Allen could have won against some other songs on this list.
Yeah, he's just a breathy faggot. I don't know. I hope he's not gay. Okay. Huh? Is he gay or retarded or something? I don't want to call him a retard faggot or anything like that. Queer. You know, don't want to get anybody in trouble. But yeah, I don't know. That was just kind of mellow. I don't even know why it was here.
Shit. Yeah, so Captain and Tennille is going to move on. All right, gentlemen. So the next round is going to be... Okay, so we got Len with Steal My Sunshine going up against... Okay, going up against Limp Bizkit with Show Me What You Got. Mm. So in case you forgot what the verse to Steal My Sunshine was...
I was lying on the grass of Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. My mind was thugged, all laced the buds, all twisted wrong and beat. Uncomfortable, 3 feet deep. Now I'm fuzzy stare from not being there on a confusing morning week.
Now, what the fuck was with that sonar beeping going on in the background?
Did you hear that too? It's like that's the first time I've ever heard that in that song. Maybe it's because I've got my listening ears on. But like, did you hear those wood blocks clanking together every 2 fucking seconds?
It goes on throughout the whole song.
Wow.
Who brought that song to the show?
That was Royce and Mersch from Revenge of the Sis.
Cunts, because you put something similar to it, didn't you? Like another 90s fucking...
Yeah, it was How Bizarre.
Bling, 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 bling.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh, baby.
Which is a fucking retarded song.
Do you remember, I know it's been a while back, but do you remember the reason they brought it?
No, they just, they broke down every single line in the lyrics to it as to why it was shitty. They were very thorough on their argument.
I feel like they had done an episode on it recently about how terrible of a song it was. So they decided to bring that on. Kind of like what I would do sometimes when I hear a song that just pisses me off and I want to come on and just rip it apart for whatever reason. I hope y'all covered the clickety clank fucking block sound. That was terrible.
Oh, yeah. You can't avoid that. It's fucking everywhere.
Damn.
But in case you forgot what Limp Bizkit with Show Me What You Got sounds like, and this is a little bit of a longer clip, so here we go.
Where you at? Jacksonville, Rochester, Louisville, Columbia, Hartford, Milwaukee, and Lewiston, Maine. Where you at? Providence, Nashville, Memphis, Lauderdale, Portland, Orlando, Chicago, and Frisco. I left my heart in Austin with Mary Campbell. Got lost in Boston looking for the tea party. Met a child molester in Rochester. I need a Kleenex every time I'm leaving Phoenix. I get silly when I play a Philly. Limp Bizkit committee down in Kansas City. Never know what I'm in for when I'm playing Denver. Hard rock don't stop down in Vegas. In Cincinnati, the girls call me daddy, and I probably ain't leaving the next time I'm in Cleveland.
I need a Kleenex in Phoenix.
Did you say a child molester in Rochester?
Carl? In Worcester.
Shut up. He opened with Rochester. That's what it was. Yeah,
there you go.
Dude, like... Fred Durst just read the fucking footnotes of the CD, like the opening things, like the people he's thanking and where he's been, and put music to it. That's all the fuck that is.
Was that music? I think it was just a bass line and a drum.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Like a melody, if you will. I mean, that's all the fuck that is.
Does it pick up? Is there a chorus to that where it goes?
No, it's just random cities and words that rhyme with them. That's all it is.
There is a chorus, but it's just a lot of Fred Durst screaming like, "Wah!" and just like stupid shit to guitars.
Okay.
Yeah. There's not a whole lot to that song. And if I remember right, Boomer Bob was on the show with that one. And we brought Cambodia, which is the original version of that song, I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Limp Bizkit goes through, dude. No question for me. There's no substance to that. There's no fucking meaning. There's no purpose for it. It's just a fucking...
You're absolutely right. And that's why I have to argue one point. So I'll let Fish fucking take the hammer on this one. Because I don't think that's a fucking song. Like, what is a song has to have fucking lyrics and a melody or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It's literally, like you said, just Fred Durst reading shit over a bass line and somebody clicking a fucking guitar cymbal. Like, that's not a song. That's an interlude. That's a separation right. track on an album. Like, I don't even think it counts as a song. And so it's disqualified in my opinion. And I go Steal My Sunshine.
Okay, so I think if memory serves me correctly, that song was at the end of the CD as like a hidden track, like they used to do back in the day.
I think I know why.
You know what I mean? Like, it was because it's like thank yous. It's like, you know what I mean? Like fucking right. footnotes at the end of a CD cover.
And I'm not being totally disrespectful. I like Limp Bizkit. I'm not shitting on them. I'm saying, like, I don't really think that that is a song. So I don't know that if it can be the worst song, because it's really not even a song. It's just Fred Durst reading to music. It's slam poetry by Fred Durst.
It kind of is.
So, yeah, I think the other one, Lynn or whatever, Steal My Sunshine, because it is a song and it's terrible. I kind of like the song, but between the two, like, I think fucking that's actually a song. Like, it has an arrangement and lyrics and words and bridge, chorus. Like, it's got all those things.
Well, you're wrong for liking it, Jody, because Steal My Sunshine is a fucking terrible song. But and that Limp Bizkit one, see, I'm gonna have to agree with you. I think that Len's the worst one, and it's mainly because that sonar beep is fucking irritating. If I heard that once through, but I would get past it. But that's a huge song. I still hear this song come up every now and again in my everyday life. That Limp Bizkit song, I find to have more of an entertainment value because I can laugh at how ridiculous the lyrics are.
Yeah.
So
at least it's entertaining.
Yeah. So because of that, I'm going to go with Len with Steal My Sunshine.
Yeah. So we're just going to disqualify Limp Bizkit altogether and just go with Len just on technicality.
Not a song. So my opinion. That's my opinion.
Well, I think it's a song, and like I've heard the rest of it and whatnot too, and the Cambodia version of What It Actually Became, I've heard that too, and there are choruses and other parts to it. It's just I find Limp Bizkit to be more entertaining, at least that one instance of them versus Steal My Sunshine.
Yeah, we're going off examples too. Like, that's why I listen to the clip. So if I miss something, whatever. But that was what I was given.
And right.
From what I understand, it was just a lot of that. And a lot of that wasn't a lot of nothing, in my opinion.
Okay, so.
So fuck you guys if you like Limp Bizkit. Suck my fucking dick. I like them too, okay? I understand maybe that song sucks, but it's not a song. So fuck y'all, not you. Hey, I love you guys. I'm talking to you, you cunt. You're looking at the radio going, Limp Bizkit, suck my fucking dick.
All right. So Len moves on.
Yes.
And our next round is going to be FaZe Jarvis with Band for Life going up against Vanilla Ice with Stop That Train.
Ooh, this is going to be a toughie. This is the YouTuber dude right here, Jody. FaZe Jarvis.
Yeah, so here is a trap rap song about Fortnite, which is fucking irritating.
FaZe hoodie, FaZe chain, Givenchy OV, Balenciaga, I can wear so many different things. I just caught the rollie with the blue FaZe and it's playing Jane. Yeah, OV sliders on my feet. Gucci flip flops, no sneaks. Still club bots, no cheap.
Why did I know I ain't got it yet,
but I want that Rari. Or should I go Digi-Wagon with? Grind hard every day. Work hard every day. Me and my bro getting paid. We was playing four, but it ain't no game. Hard work and dedication.
I just can't listen to any more of it. It's so irritating.
Yeah, dude, I'm getting the longer that went on, the angrier I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay, so Vanilla Ice with Stop That Train, if you remember, it's a song about how he gets in a bit of a sticky situation with a kinky woman and it freaks him out.
Yeah, some lady spanked him and he got all gay about it.
Yeah, exactly. And this is a long one too, so.
Oh my God, what have I got into? Sooner or later, I thought to get the clue, 'cause my body was tired and full of sweat and perspire. The
situation I was in. Couldn't start a campfire, no more skeezing and teasing. For the ice right now, I find me a corner, play it cool for a while. Just macking and scheming on a woman I thought was cool. But now I realize that the ice was the fool. Cause a woman will play you, lay you and obey you. You better watch your back, cause a woman will slay you. Not to mention, the one who got me, yeah, she got me, the ICE. But back to the story of a one-night stand. I thought I was wrong, but she was He-Man. Loving every second, trying to make me blush. And all, it was for the lust.
So, I mean, guys, is it really a contest this round?
FaZe Jarvis takes it.
FaZe Jarvis.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, that vanilla, it's a bad song, but it's way, way more entertaining than that fucking shitty Fortnite bragging bullshit.
Couple things. I don't hate the beat on the FaZe Jarvis song because I'm a fan of trap music, but at least Vanilla Ice was trying to write words.
Yeah.
Like, that's actually a lot harder than you think it is to try to tell a story and make rhymes when you're white. You know? Like, it just doesn't come out the same way.
What was the name of the FaZe Jarvis song again?
Banned for Life.
Yeah, he was mad because he got kicked off the internet and whatnot.
Yeah, he got caught cheating at Fortnite, so he wrote a rap song about it.
He's a real fucking gangster. I hope he has face tattoos. If not, he should get one.
No, he doesn't. He looks like a whiny bitch version of Bam Margera.
He should get an Xbox controller right in the middle of his fucking forehead, man. Wow. Be great.
Shit. Okay, so our next round is going to be Brantley Gilbert with the worst country song of all time, going up against Toby Keith with Happy Birthday America.
No, this is hilarious.
Oh, wow. Way to go.
All right. So here we go. Here's Brantley Gilbert. I believe Toby Keith, Hardy, a few people are on this one.
Yep. Man.
So you, in the first round, put Toby against Toby, and in this one, Toby organically went up against Toby.
Yeah, he did, but he's not going to hear himself on this. I just got the verses.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't got his verse on that song.
And it goes, I hate beer and honky-tonk women. I don't need beer and I can't stand fishing. And I don't know the worst family tradition. Throws in prison or walk the line. Tea is overrated. And on the roads we make a bed. And yeah, this is the worst country song of all time.
And the chorus goes, I hate America and the something flag. And I think George W. Bush a fag. Take my guns if you want, motherfucker. But I'll fuck my cousin when I want. Wait.
See, that's the song I'd listen to.
Right. Yeah, that's the worst country song of all time right there. Brantley Gilbert, you need to hook up with Jody B right here.
Fuck yeah. So, you know the middle guy in there, Hardy?
Yep. Yeah.
He has a song that I really fucking enjoy. So I can't speak on Brantley Gilbert. I think he's had a couple pretty good songs. I like all three of these guys individually. I don't know about this song in particular. And I think I actually posted this once upon a time. Yeah. Like, I went looking for this and found it. I was tickled about it, but yeah, it's a shit song. But at the end of the day, I like all three of these guys. And Hardy has a song called I'm Rednecker Than You that you should check out if you haven't heard it.
This song is fucking stupid, Jody.
That song is fucking great. Hey, Fish, the chorus is, he goes, my town smaller than your town, and I got a bigger bucking bass on my wall. Like, it's just him being a dick.
Okay.
Got a little more kick in my draw. Y'all got a little more spit in my chaw. My truck's louder than your truck, and my tick hound's a little more blue. You might think that you're redneck, but I'm rednecker than you. It's a great fucking song, dude.
God damn it. No,
it's not.
Oh, man. I love it.
Oh, shit. Well, do you love Toby Keith with Happy Birthday, yeah, America? I mean, come on. How can you enjoy this pandering bullshit here?
I can't stop.
You were the darling when you saved the world. WW1 and 2. France would just be part of Germany now if it hadn't been for you. Now your children wanna turn you in to something other than yourself. They burn your flag in their city streets.
birthday, America. It's the 4th of July.
Look at Toby Keith, man.
Oh, God damn it.
Yeah, the only I think I called it pretentious patriotism.
Yeah, man. He's really the worst. I love his music. I'm a Toby Keith fan. I'll always be a Toby Keith fan, but God damn it, he's a lot.
He's too much.
He's just drunk. He's just got so much money, and he's so famous, and he just sits on his yacht or wherever the fuck, drunk as shit, watching CNN, and he's like, hey, you know what? Fuck that shit. It's America. I don't fuck COVID and all this stuff. We're just stand up for America, God damn it. And he just sits out there on his boat and fucking makes up these songs.
Happy birthday, America, for me, fellas.
What do you think, Jody?
I don't even have to explain myself.
Yeah,
fuck Toby Keith and fuck Happy Birthday, America.
Hands down, this is fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can't stand that worst country song of all time bullshit. It's trying to be edgelordish, and it's so fucking stupid. But Happy Birthday, America just gets under my skin.
I think it's funny. But like I said, when Toby fucking starts whining in the first line of the chorus, he ain't got nothing left. This is a complete, like, hey, guys, remember me? I'm Toby Keith, and I write songs about America.
And the 4th of July.
Oh shit.
Okay, excellent. So Toby Keith once again gets to move on.
Yeah, baby.
All right. So our next Toby. Round is gonna be okay, excellent. So we had a poll up on our Twitter where we gave the opportunity to have two more songs come back from the first round. So if you didn't like that one of your songs got kicked off, we gave you a second chance to bring it back. And Nikki Webster with Strawberry Kisses is one of those choices.
Mm-hmm.
And she gets to go up against Motley Crue with Brandon.
Some motherfucking wild card, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Good job, bitch.
Well, we get...
Yeah, so Turch made mention on the thread of that same Twitter post that it wasn't fair that Nikki Webster had to go up against Corey Feldman.
Right.
So, in your opinion, Brandon, just to satisfy Turch here, I guess, is this more fair than Corey Feldman?
See, I didn't think there was a problem with Corey Feldman. I have trusted Google. I have felt that Google has been fair and balanced throughout the entirety of this competition, and I respect its opinion to throw it up against it. Against Corey Feldman. I think that in most other instances it would have won that round, but you know, that's just the luck of the draw. So this is a I have her verse and I have Sam Max rap. So what do you want to hear?
Can I do both?
Yeah, let's
just give me a refresher. I want to hear it because I'm trying to break this down if we're going up against Motley Crue, because by the way, I fucking hate Motley Crue too.
So. Oh yeah, and Brandon's a shitty song. But yeah, here's the verse and then I'll play you the rap.
From the bottom of my heart, a boy, I gotta tell you this.
What?
Since the day we've been apart, you're the only one I miss. I'm like a tree with no roots. I just can't live without you.
Alright, so standard bubblegum pop bullshit, but I do like the Sam Mack as the hype man in this song. He's fucking awesome.
That's like 10, 15 years too late too, right? Like this is 2000 and something and this bitch is singing like Paula Abdul. Right?
Well, this is she wrote this song originally I think in like 2003, but then yeah. They brought it back in 2017 with this version.
So it's just way, way late. Like, this shouldn't even be a thing right now. Okay, okay.
Yeah, and this is
this is almost like another Tamara Jabber instance.
Yeah.
Like, didn't the song that she bring up, like, didn't she pre-record it, like, years before and brought that song that we brought up back to? What, didn't that same
No, I think she was just somebody, just some fucking bimbo who was mooching off some rich dude who gave her a fucking recording studio. And she, if I remember the Australian music history.
They're way behind, and that's not to shit on you guys, but you are. But it's like giving somebody a video that you made on VHS tape now. Like, what the fuck am I going to do with this? I don't have anything to listen to this. I'm going to play it. What the fuck? You know, I don't know. So far, I'm not impressed. But then again, I guess if we have to have representation across the fucking continent, even though you guys sucked, I'll take it. Yeah, I want to hear the other guy rap, and then we'll see Motley Crue.
Yeah, let's see if this rap can save it for you.
My girl Nikki Webster, where have you been? Since you flew into our heart when you were just 13. That day in September, Australia remembers, was the year 2000, but it's with us forever. Now she's back on stage with an MC on a minimum wage. But ignore the haters, the trolls, the dissers, and always believe in strawberry kisses.
I've been missing your strawberry kisses. Nothing.
Jody, what is your interpretation of a strawberry kiss?
Licking somebody's butthole, probably. If you're gonna miss it, it's probably somebody licking your butthole, I'd have to guess. Yeah.
See, I kind of put it as another way to say sucking dick, but
oh, maybe. Yeah.
I mean, licking butthole just seems, you know, a lot funnier than just a.
All right, so there's Nikki Webster. Does it have what it takes to beat this though?
Your mama gave birth to you with love.
I didn't realize Tommy Lee had it in him to do that, though, like the vocal range to do that.
Did he start out the verse by saying, your mom gave birth to you with from love inside?
Like, yes.
Did he just talk about, your dad fucking jizzing inside your mom, dude? That's not okay.
With love inside.
Exactly.
Yeah.
With love inside.
I believe that is actually the consensus that we've come up with on this song.
Wow.
I for some reason, it reminds me a lot of a shitty knockoff of Glycerine from Bush.
Yeah. How has Bush not been on here more? And you too. There's a couple things that have not happened this year that I'm a little upset with. And
U2,
I will be back.
U2's been on the show a couple times, dude.
They should be on every fucking week.
Hey, I'm with you. I'm with you on it. But so far, they've been on three times.
Okay, whatever. But yeah, fucking.
Oh, I'm with you on Bush though. We have to do more shitty '90s rock and grunge episodes.
When did this song come out? Is this an old song, Motley Crue?
When it came out, him and Pamela Anderson were still a thing.
Okay.
Mid-90s, late 90s?
Yeah.
I'm going to say the Motley Crue song, but only because, well, two reasons. Number one, I think it's funny that it's Brandon, and that's going to get it pretty far, in my opinion. But the other song, it's like, it's not the worst. It's just a combination of really bad things. But it's Australian, and they're like 10 years behind. That's the problem. So, like, it's not weird that they were singing 80s music in 2000. That was probably really hit for them, and it's just weird to our ears because we're American fat fucks, and we like our mumble rap and stuff like that. Like, we don't have the time for that kind of silliness now. But, yeah, Brandon was at the hype. Like, they planned this out. And you don't talk about coming inside somebody's mom, Tommy Lee, you fucking bitch.
And Tommy Lee managed to write a song and reference his own sperm in it.
I don't like it.
And he doesn't play any drums in it.
Yeah.
They
replaced Tommy Lee in the drums with a cello or a violin or whatever the fuck that was.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever listen to Tommy Land? Was that an album that you purchased, his solo shit?
I haven't, no.
Oof. You should put that on your fucking list. Your Patreon torture list or wherever it is, that secret thing I hear about.
Oh, God damn. All right, Red, so what are you thinking?
So last week, I defended Motley Crue in a completely separate instance.
Sure, and this isn't about Motley Crue. This is about Brandon, not you, Fish.
Right, but what I'm saying is I defended Motley Crue and I got utter shit for it in last week's episode.
You should have.
Yeah, but okay, so in this instance, it's not the better song to me.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it takes on a completely different face when you put it up against a completely different song. I mean, I think you were right when you said that this song was 15 years too late. You know, I mean, it's behind its time. It's washed up before it ever came out.
Which one? Because that counts for both of them.
It does.
Well, it does, but I mean, yeah. Tommy Lee has the worst song.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a landslide with, yeah, I agree. I can't stand Brandon.
You're biased. You just say the other one so it doesn't seem like you're a dick.
I can't, yeah. Dude. I genuinely 100% love that Sam Mack rap. I really wish that that man did not become a weatherman and he pursued an actual music career because it's genius.
You guys think he smashed at least once? Come on, man. You getting a rap on the bitches out like song? You don't think
he even says it in the rap. He's an MC on minimum wage. So, yeah, there's got to be some perk to it.
Yeah,
I was getting ready to make that same point.
I hope he got to give her some strawberry. He's a DJ on minimum wage. She was missing his strawberry kisses. That's what it was.
That's it.
Bless his heart.
She's paying him with strawberry kisses.
Put it on the job. I don't know, dude. I might sign up. We'll see.
Oh, right? Shit.
Okay. For either of those, the licking or kissing of the butthole or the blowjob, either one.
I'm there.
Shit. Okay, so we got we only got a couple more rounds left, guys.
Yeah, it should be like two, right?
Yep. So this next round is gonna be Corey Feldman with Duh going up against it's going up against our other wild card song, Ziani with Dirt Bike.
Oh.
Yeah, so, and I've got the verse, I got verses and choruses and Corey's rap on here too. We can play all the clips if you want, but here
it's gonna be hard to beat.
Yeah, this one's gonna be tough. So this is Duh.
Everybody talking out, you want it. Everybody talking out, you got it. Everybody trying not to stop it. We're the wild card. Everybody trying to look the coolest. Everybody wanna be the newest. Everybody trying to be the greatest. It's a simple recipe. Don't hate us.
Guys, that's the first time I've been bummed out this whole night. I've been sitting here for an hour and a half now. We've been talking shit. We listen to terrible songs. I've had a good time through all of it. That is legit the first time that I've felt shitty this whole time we've been doing this.
Well, maybe
they just bummed me the fuck out.
Maybe Ziani's got what it takes to perk you back up, though. So here we go. Now, if you need to hear more, we have one more clip of each.
I need more Dirt Bike.
You need more Dirt Bike. Okay, so this is the chorus. So you heard that shitty rap, whatever she's got going on with her vocals. Mm-hmm. This is where things take a bit of a turn.
Decision.
All right, Red, what you thinking?
Well, I mentioned last week that I was had a thing for this girl when we brought it on the show originally.
Yep.
But I think that is going to be what ultimately makes my decision for me is the vocals. Her enunciation of words, the overuse of the rhyming head and ed and bed and jet, and you know what I mean, like it was too much, it was excessive. If she would have done it for three or four bars, maybe, but she kept on with it. I mean, when it comes down to it, to me, the Corey Feldman song is, again, it's entertainment, it's funny, it's, we expect this crazy dumb shit out of Corey Feldman. And I said off mic last week that I was going to do what I could, actually I think I said it on mic, I was going to do what I could to make sure this song didn't move on.
You did. You have a mission.
Yeah. So, having said that, Ziani has the worst song.
All right, Jody.
Corey Feldman bummed me out. Ziani, I actually had my head bobbing a little bit. Now, here's the thing. It's not my favorite. It's probably not for me. There's some teenager in a garage somewhere who's mad at her dad, cutting her legs while she's smoking crank. Whatever. I don't know what your circumstances are while she's pregnant.
Say the least.
While she's pregnant. Say the least. I can keep going all day while she's punching her fucking grandma's cunt. Like, I know that there's a time and a place for certain kinds of music, and I think that the Ziani song isn't that bad. Now, that's just me. Maybe it's just hitting me the wrong way or the right way, but I think Corey Feldman is definitely the worst of the two, without question. So,
see, this might be one of the toughest ones of the night. Because
yeah, they're both bad. I just fucking Corey Feldman, dude. Like, it literally made me sad. Like, I didn't want to listen to that anymore.
See, this is tough because I think both of these songs honestly have what it takes to win Shitty Song of the Year. They're both historically bad. I know Red's got a raging boner for this chick's voice, but I can't get into her guttural screams. But Corey Feldman is like a blatant wannabe knockoff of Michael Jackson, which infuriates the hell out of me. And then that rap is in there too, but even that is just him trying to be silly and fun. So I don't want to take that into account.
Is it?
It is.
Is that fun?
You can tell at a certain point where he's just like, he starts to taper off and make it sound like he's fucking up, but he's doing it on purpose. It's stupid.
See, I thought he was being serious about being a musician, artist, rapper, whatever the fuck you want to call
it. No, dude, he doesn't take his music career serious. Are you kidding me?
No. Okay.
I still vote for him because that was god-awful compared to the bitch singing. That's fine. It's just not for me.
Oh, man. I think I'm going to get a lot of shit for it. But based off the rules, based off what we've been saying all night and putting entertainment value into account for it, I am more entertained by Corey Feldman than I am Ziani. So because of that, and only because of that, Ziani's going to move on.
Well, I hope you get a voicemail for that.
Oh, I'm sure that I'm going to get a ton of shit. People are going to like still stop listening to the show. Like, this is an outrage and everything. But based off of the entertainment value alone of it, I can get a kick off of Corey Feldman. Ziani would just bug me.
It's weird. Like, that opening sequence is very jarring. That whole inside outside. Whoa, 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 whoa. I didn't like that, but I guess, you know, you either have it or you don't, baby. I'm sorry. Like, maybe you're pretty and you can dance and all that stuff, but like, singing means you have to sing. That's how that works.
Right. So, you know, that's probably going to be one of the most controversial picks of the evening, but Ziani is going to move on.
We'll see. That was the other wild card? Is that what you were saying?
Yep, that's the other wild card.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. So at least one of them made it through. All right, everybody. We have finally narrowed it down to the last round. I'm excited about this one. And because of the number of songs that we've had in this lineup, we have this one's going to have three songs featured on it.
Oh, tits.
Yep. So you have a three-way choice in this round. Between I'm going to butcher the fuck out of this name. Amy Bababi or Bababi or whatever the fuck. With
Pepper
Chin,
Song?
Yeah, Pepper Song with Chin Up High versus Styx with Come Sail Away versus Bon Jovi and If I Was Your Mother.
This is the real wild card right here.
Oh, this is going to be crazy.
Yeah,
you gotta get two. This one might take a minute, guys, because I think we're gonna have to kick one out and then we're gonna have to fucking figure it out.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So here is Amy Bababi with Chin Up High.
Polo is hating, but the more they hate, the more I work. Everybody say they're lit, but all they do is showing shit. In my street, like the slaves, bitches always kiss my feet. Stay out of my way, you bitch. I can deal with your fake ass meat. They thought that I had stopped. It was over, I had dropped. Bitch, I had my plans out here. I'm only just at my start. You will have to kill me to make me fucking stop. I was already dead again. You can't hurt.
Oh, God damn, that still gets me laughing.
I don't think that one deserves to be here, to be completely honest with you. Like, it makes me laugh. It's entertaining. And the bitch is from, like, Russia or something. So, realistically, they're just making fun of the way she talks, which is really mean, guys.
This is what I called the deaf chick last week.
Yeah, she sounds like a deaf chick, and I get that because she's from fucking Netherlands or whatever. Like, she don't speak English.
Hey, this is one of those songs that I was surprised won in the poll. Like, I thought that Krayshawn should have moved on and been in this competition, but here we are.
I'm going to throw it out there just to see where you guys are at. I kind of want the last thing to be between Bon Jovi and fucking Styx, just because I think they're both kind of in the same genre and they belong to fight it out. I don't think this one should be here, but that's just me. I'm throwing it out there right now before we play anything else.
Well, how about we play the rest of these clips, and then we'll take one away, and then we'll do it again and with the final two.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So here's the verse to Come Sail Away. And sing along if you know the words.
I'm sailing away, set an open course
for the virgin
sea.
Cartman,
I've got to be free.
It's fucking painful.
Free to face the life that's ahead of me. On board, I'm the captain, so climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow on every shore, and I'll try, oh Lord, I'll try to carry on.
That song is so boring.
It is.
Think of orcas. Do they even do that anymore? Do they ride the whales at SeaWorld and stuff and play Styx? Because that's what they used to do in my day.
No idea.
I don't think they do.
I think all those things are illegal. Like, you can't play Styx out loud in front of people, and also you can't ride orcas. There's a few problems with that.
Crimes against humanity?
Yeah, it's all bad. It's just torture for the animals and for the people. That's why that fucking... That one killer whale probably ate one of them bitches. Just got tired of hearing Styx over and over again. Carry on, you.
Don't blame him there. But
yeah.
All right, so here's the verse to Bon Jovi's If I Was Your Mother. And this one's a little shorter than the other one, so if you want me to play more of it, we can. But here we go.
Oh, fuck.
If I was your mother, would you let me hold your hand? Would you say you were my baby? Would you always be my friend? I was your mama. Could I teach you what's right? Could I tell you stories, maybe tuck you in and kiss you sweet goodnight? Oh.
Okay, so
lyrics aside, that's not a bad song.
Fuck that. We're going to talk about the lyrics.
Yeah.
I know we are, but I'm saying lyrics aside, that's not a bad song.
Okay, so let's try to whittle down one of these at a time here. So of these three, which one of them do you think deserves to get kicked off?
It's up to y'all. I already told you. I think the deaf lady, she fucking, yeah. I don't think she belongs here.
I definitely hated Styx way more than I hated fucking Bababi.
Whatever. Okay. So let's totally take that one off. We're going to knock it out. Sorry, Amy Bababy, but you could twerk somewhere else.
Yeah, she's foreign, guys. Stop being so goddamn mean, because she sounds funny when she talks, you bitches. This is between Bon Jovi and Styx.
Now, I have the choruses for each of these if you want to go through another round of clips.
No, I mean, if you want to play the Bon Jovi song again, you absolutely can.
if you don't want me to vote for Bon Jovi, I think you better play the other fucking piece of sticks.
Oh, dude.
Okay. Because just based on lyrics, I'm having a real hard time with this Bon Jovi song, dude.
Okay, so here, I'm going to do the choruses for both then, since we're this is a heated debate.
Yeah, this is a shootout. You got to pull the other gun out for this one, dude, because I'm not real sure about what the fuck was going on with John Bon Jovi at the time. Richie Sambora's hanging out, you know what I'm saying? But, like, without him, Bon Jovi's kind of fucking garbage. I'm just throwing it out there.
A little bit, but... Here is Styx with Come Sail Away.
Come sail away.
That still has my fucking vote.
Yeah. It's like getting a dry hand job and then eventually getting some pussy. But it's real long. You know what I'm saying? And maybe she didn't even take it out of your shorts. She just reaches in there inside your jeans and you keep rubbing your dickhead against the inside. Like, Styx is tough to get through them fucking openings. But once we get to the chorus.
No, dude. It's worse. Fucking repetitive. I mean, they say come sail away at least 50 times in that fucking song.
Because they really fucking want you to come sail away.
Dude, I can't get past. I said this last week. I can't get past every fucking time I hear that song, whether it's on a classic rock station or wherever the fuck I hear it at, I always hear Cartman singing that fucking song. Yeah, every time. And it ruins the fucking... That's what ruined that fucking song for me. South Park took it, a bad song, and made it better, worse, if that makes any sense.
Yes.
Probably not with my terrible taste in music, but if you take the lyrics away from the Bon Jovi song with the chugga chuggas at the end and the fucking Richie Sambora riffs and shit, that's a killer song, dude.
So this is music versus lyrics, just like it always is when we fucking show up to do this.
It's, I mean,
down to
essentially, I guess so, because that's my argument.
Yeah, because the lyrics of Come Sail Away are retarded.
Yep.
And the music of that John Bon Jovi song are okay, but he's pretty much being a creep.
Pretty much?
I was trying to be polite. He's trying to fuck his niece. I don't know. Like,
no, it's even worse. It's even worse. He's fantasizing about being his girlfriend's mother so that she could talk to him about the sex that he, Bon Jovi, and her, the girlfriend, are having. It's so fucking confusing and creepy and fucked up.
When you say it like that, it makes me think, like, that's probably rock star shit. Like, you're like, you know what? Like, just high one day, and you're like, I kind of wish that I was your mom so that you could call me to tell me how good that I fuck you in the butt, you know?
Well, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
That's a very odd thing. But yeah, I think that's the worst one by far. That's a creep and a half. And I think comparatively, at least Styx makes me happy once we get through all the bullshit in the first half.
God damn it. So it comes down to me, huh?
Yeah. Looks like it.
This is going to be tough because...
Wait. Play the Bon Jovi second half.
Okay. You're right. I got a chorus here to play, so let's break that
just
out.
Just to drive the fucking nail home.
All right, here we go.
Tell me what I've got to do to make my life mean more to you. I could get so close, it's true. If I want yours, tell me
dude, like, I want to look past the lyrics and fucking rock out to that song.
Yeah, I'm still on Mother. You said Styx, right? So it's all fish.
It's all fish. Yeah. And
oh shit,
Fish has got problems with both of these. Oh, God, I'm sorry. I'm not going to talk like that again.
Fish thinks this is a bad idea.
It's like, yeah, the show was great, but then over. Brandon broke out in the third person all of a sudden and just really ruined it. No, I mean, Styx is infuriating. Like, the main reason, because it's a 7 minute long song. And right. I can't listen to Styx for 7 minutes. I can't.
And you're a jam band guy. Like, you like long shit like that.
Yeah, I love long. Look, Jody, there is an hour long sitar song in my playlist that I will listen to with no problems at all. And it's just an hour of a sitar. I would rather listen to that than 7 minutes of I'm sailing away. And I'm not even trying to do the Cartman thing. I can't, like, that, I, whatever. Right, that's a bullshit argument. I don't buy into that, but I'll accept it.
I get it. It's
yes, you do, motherfucker. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
But that Bon Jovi one is just unsettling, dude. It really is. Like, the music, musically, it's a generic rock song. I can rock out to that the same way that I can argue. What's up?
Can I argue? Because I was just going to say, we listened to the second half of that. And like I said, Bon Jovi isn't shit without his guitarist.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason in this one, he decided to replace him with other strings and bullshit. Like, if he had just had Richie Sambora in the back fucking wailing a solo and shit like that, it'd have been different. But he's really just wah, 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 wah. Like, it sounds like wrestling music for like a video game. Like, when you're just picking your characters and shit like that, it's background music.
Well, there's also there's a weird mix of rock music and the orchestra in the Bon Jovi song, because in the verses, the violins and the cellos come in and they try to blend it in with the guitar. And I'm not a fan of it.
Is this before or after Metallica did it? Like, are they trying to do Metallica? Because I guess, but it still sucks.
I'm not sure on the timeline who came first on that one. Okay, yeah, I think Styx is going to take it, guys. That Bon Jovi song is creepy and unsettling, but at least it ends. You know, there's a certain point where it ends. Styx has one of those moments where you think it's going to stop, and they have this spacey little wannabe Pink Floyd Yes-style bridge that comes in out of nowhere, and then the chorus comes in for a solid minute and 20 seconds and repeats. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Styx.
You could have saved his niece. Because he probably did fuck her in the butt when she was a teenager or whatever he's talking about. But now nobody's ever going to care because it's not going to go on, guys.
Look,
that's on you.
If Bon Jovi wants to fuck his niece, Bon Jovi's going to fuck his niece. And I don't think I'm going to be able to stop it.
That's a good point.
Yeah. But that's going to wrap it up, guys, for the second round of Shitty Song of the Year.
Hell of a segue, Brandon. D-E-N, because you misspell your own name.
Yeah, Brandon, you fuck.
That's it.
What was the thing you were going to say, Red? You were like, oh, there's a thing we can talk about later.
Oh, the matchup. Yeah, it didn't make it. I was thinking, like, you know, Bon Jovi against Motley Crue.
Yeah. Oh, that would have been good.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, chances are it probably wouldn't have happened according to Google, but yeah, it would have been cool if it did.
It sucks because, Red, you're a little bit older than me. I've had an epiphany. Like, it's probably just been the last year or so. I'm over it. Like, I'm over hair metal fucking 80s rock bands. I can't deal with it anymore. Bret Michaels, fucking Motley Crue, Cinderella, all of them. I'm done with it. I like AC/DC. I like fucking rock music. I like George Thorogood. I like certain things. Fuck you. I don't play guitar. So it's fun to me because I can't make those noises, even if it is easy to other people.
Well, I'm not even going off like the technical skills of the instruments. I'm just like, AC/DC has gotten away with writing one song for 10 albums.
That's fine. A lot of people do that. 3-6 Mafia has done it. Like, I think of plenty of people that I like that do that. But AC/DC was putting that shit out back in the day. You remember we just listened to Strawberry Kisses or whatever the fuck. It's like, since AC/DC, they haven't figured it out. Everything they do is 20 years behind its time. And AC/DC was a fucking, like, a laying pipe early in the 70s or 60s, whenever the fuck they come around. Like, that might be the best thing to come out of Australia.
It's like, it still proves that Australian music is shit.
And they hate it. They're like, everybody fucking AC/DC. And I'm like, AC/DC fucking slaps. Why are you mad about it?
Oh, goddamn. So, guys,
we've got Lori Morgan, Bruce Springsteen, Willow, Kobe, Captain and Tennille, Lynn, FaZe Jarvis, Toby Keith, Motley Crue, Ziani, and Styx moving on next week.
Yeah. That's going to be tough. And it's really all about the matchup. That's what it all comes down to, because whatever mood you're in and what comes up at the time could be the difference.
Yeah, so. And I'm happy with the results. I'm glad that they turned out the way they did, but I am also genuinely surprised because there were some real heavy hitters that got knocked out in this round that I thought would have moved on further.
It's only going to get worse next week.
Sorry, Adam, just so you know.
Yeah, Adam's probably crying somewhere right now.
I like the rain. I do. I love the rain, in fact, but just didn't work out this time, guys.
Nope. That's it, though. But Jody, I want to thank you so much, man, for coming on and helping us dive through all this shit. Is there anything you want to plug before we wrap it up?
First and foremost, I love both of you guys. Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure to come here. And it's been 3 years, guys. Like, that's pretty goddamn impressive. I was telling Fish the other day, like, you know, if nothing else, you've stuck to it this long. It's a fun gimmick, and I always appreciate being invited to come back and play. So thank you. If you want to find my work, Google search Po' Boys Podcast. Hey, it's Christmas time. Go to BibleDay.com. Use promo code Po' Boys. Save 10%. Clean your asshole. Clean your friend's asshole. Your mom, your grandma, buy her a bidet. You know, BIOBIDET. You go use promo code Po' Boys. They give me money. So do that, you motherfuckers. And stop complaining. A lot of goddamn work goes into this show. I will come over to your house and titty fuck your mother. If you ever disrespect Red again in my presence, it's bad enough he wasn't here half the goddamn year. And when he decides to finally show up, then maybe he was a little stoned, but goddamn it, he loves music. Don't you ever fucking question his fucking taste again. I will pecker slap you where you stand.
Oh, God.
So much for my bio bidet strawberry kisses joke.
You still do it.
Yeah. Appreciate you coming on, Jody. It's always a pleasure. We love you. I appreciate you having my back. And I got your front too, and pecker slapping motherfuckers. I'm gonna have to use that next time.
I got your front. Don't you worry about it, baby.
Oh shit. Well, that's gonna wrap it up for today, guys. So as always, this is Brandon.
And I'm Red.
And I'm that motherfucker Jody B.
And until next time, goddamn, we're wrapping it up, guys.
Later.
Go fuck yourself.